Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you with us on a Thursday afternoon. You can't count on much except the truth, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Plus, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So during the timeout, my guy, the Birdman, who just called in, texted me and sent me something that I don't remember at all. It was from Google. It was a search for Josh Harris, Redskins, Alexandria, Virginia. And the AI overview says Josh Harris, you know, explored a new stadium in Virginia, including Alexandria, before ultimately reaching a deal to build the stadium at the RFK site in Washington, D.C. And then it further says initial consideration of Virginia after purchasing the Commanders in 2023, Harris and his ownership group evaluated potential new stadium locations across the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Now, I do remember that. Evaluated, sure. But, I mean, there was nothing to evaluate when Virginia made a deal with Ted Leonsis and Monumental, and then that blew up in their face. Everything became unrealistic at that point. But it further says, Virginia proposals. During this search, Virginia officials pursued a stadium deal to lure the team to the state. Alexandria, along with other Virginia locations like Woodbridge and Dumfries, was part of this consideration. The efforts were led by officials like Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. So I got to be missing something here. I thought that was all under Dan Snyder.
What is the, does the AI reaction have like a link to it?
It does not, at least that I can see. It's just, the way I remember it, okay, because Pete and I were doing the show and we would talk about it every day and we'd have politicians like the late, great Jerry Connolly and others. And as soon as people like Dan Snyder was still the owner and Virginia was going to give him a sweetheart deal, he was going to have to like purchase the land and there were like all these different options. And the way I remember it is as soon as Virginia realized that they were going to get hosed on the deal, they started changing the terms of the deal, which killed the deal. And the only thing I remember in the last 2 years with Virginia as a bona fide stadium, location, destination, and whatever is the failed deal with Monumental. So maybe I'm missing something. I don't remember. I can't remember everything. But if somebody else knows that I don't know, by all means, send it to me, at WrestleMania 621, 301-230-0980. Listen, I don't want you guys to be mad at me. Okay. This show was not designed to make you mad. This show was designed to say, hey, 2 years ago when Josh Harris took over, I said, Josh Harris is going to do this. Josh Harris, what if Josh Harris's plan is to do this, which is to bring the stadium and bring the team home to D.C. at the RFK site and build a forever home there in lieu, in exchange, of not being able to change the team back to Redskins. That doesn't ever mean, never does it mean, that he didn't want to or have interest. Again, I made that very clear. Wanting to and having interest in doing something is different than doing something and executing it. Very different. Very different. And that's, in a nutshell, what we're doing here. What we're talking about here. Josh chose to build a stadium in D.C., to bring the team home to D.C. because that was realistic. That is more important. That is way, way, way less controversial than the nightmare that is trying to go back to Redskins. Even if he was allowed to go back to Redskins, which I don't believe he is. Okay? You know, there's this thing called the NFL, of which the Washington Commanders and Josh Harris are a part of. You don't get to just make unilateral decisions like that just because you're the majority owner. It's not the way it works. 301-230-0980. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to line six. Tom is in Columbia, and then we'll get to Gary and others. What's up, Tom? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. The only reason I want to pluck your feathers is
I like the way you say that. By the way,
yeah. Well, I mean, you're coming across as an agent or an enabler for the managing partner. He's not the owner. He's the managing partner, Josh Harris.
Well, he is the owner. I mean, that's what a managing partner means.
Yeah, he's managing partner. He's not owner. But the bottom line is this, is D.C. is under home rule. I can understand him wanting to find a stadium. Maryland's a disaster. Virginia's difficult to deal with, so they come to D.C. But I believe firmly that when you act as an agent for Josh Harris, you take away his words. Where's Josh Harris saying this? Where's Josh Harris on record saying this stuff about the Redskin names? It's like you fill in the gaps for Josh Harris.
He won't say it. He won't say it, right. Other than what he did say a couple of months ago, which is we are not going back to Redskins, period.
Yeah, and here's what's going to happen. This is what I see unfolding, is that the two big players in the game are Roger Goodell and President Trump. At some point in time, that name's going to be exerted. That name's going to be celebrated. It's going to be unleashed, and it's going to be huge. And the name is going to go back to Redskins. And I think the point I always point out over the years is Dan Snyder and a couple of his cronies felt some pressure and changed the name. I think that what has to be comprehended is the fact the Redskins radio network, you got Redskin fans to this day all the way down to the Gulf Shores of Alabama, all the way through Appalachia.
Yeah.
So what happens and what resonates maybe in the DMV doesn't resonate all the way in those areas. And I still think that once the stadium gets settled and it's moving right along, we've already seen how Trump has exerted himself on home rule in D.C. These guys have all got to play the little – it's like playing dress-up. The district council plays their dress-up game. The mayor plays their dress-up game. But the power behind the throne is Roger Goodell and Trump. And as they get closer to the stadium, they're going to unleash the name Redskins. And I think what happens is it'd be refreshing if – and it's not just you. It's many of you guys in this local media market. You fill in gaps and you fill in statements for Josh Harris. That's the biggest irritation going.
What do you want me to say? Do you want me to say that he's going to bring the name back? You want me to say going to bring the name back because that's what his desire is? Because that's what he thinks is the right thing to do? I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I mean, that's not what he thinks is the right thing to do because he understands how divisive it is and how controversial and how much of a nightmare it is. There's a difference between Josh Harris, a smart businessman, and I won't say what I want to say.
Okay. But, Chris, if you go back and listen to the tape of what you just said, do you realize what you just said? Again, you're imparting yourself into what Josh Harris would say. Instead, why don't you guys on the media press Josh Harris to come to the microphone and say exactly what he wants to say. I don't buy for one second.
Do you think, Tom, that we have not asked for Josh Harris to come on the radio show? Do you think that we have not asked for Josh Harris to be available? He only speaks once, twice a year, three times a year, tops. Okay. I can't control all the questions.
Okay, but in the meantime, it'd be refreshing if those you guys with the microphones and the media would stop filling in and playing Josh Harris as if you're his agent and putting in speaking parts. It's just better to say, look, I prefer the name Redskins. Let's all mount some pressure on Josh Harris. And by the way, his $16 plus beer prices at FedEx Field.
Plenty of people that do that. I don't have to. You keep accusing me of being an agent for Josh Harris. I'm telling you what Josh Harris's thinking was. I'm telling you what his thinking.
Why don't you say what Josh Harris says?
Because I don't have what he said. He won't talk about it other than to say he's not going back to the team Redskins. That's it.
And you're making my point. You're making my point. You're letting him hide behind this so-called
pressure. Hide behind anything, but I'm not hunting him down. What do you want me to do? I can't make him come on the radio. I can't make them make him available. I can't do it. I've tried. Many others have asked and tried.
You don't need to fill in the blanks of what he might say or what he might be thinking.
I'm telling you what he has been thinking. I'm telling you because I know what he's been thinking. How about that? Thanks.
Okay. Well,
thanks, Tom.
The name's Red.
Appreciate it. I mean, Tom clearly doesn't like Josh Harris because Josh Harris has chosen to go in a different way. He kept calling me an agent for Josh Harris. Listen, I'm telling you, Josh Harris would love to go back to the term Redskins. If all was perfect and all was Shangri-La, it's not. It never will be. It's not the right move. It's a dumb decision. None of it makes sense. And you only see it because that's what you want. It would be a terrible, terrible choice. He didn't make the choice to go away from Redskins. He made the choice to prioritize what is controllable and what is very important to not only the fans, but him. And that is returning to the site of RFK and building a brand new stadium, essentially a forever home for him and for the organization, even though obviously it's not forever, forever, forever. 50 years from now, we'll see what happens. 40 years from now, whatever. The point being is, again, I am not being Josh Harris's agent or PR spokesman by saying, Josh would have loved to go back to Redskins. Have no doubt about that. But he used common sense. He used his brain. Not his heart and his emotions. He used his brain and said, hey man, if I can pull this off, this is my legacy. This is my gift back. This is the way I can make the fans of this historic franchise happy. Now, he clearly knew that there was always going to be opposition to people that... All right, I might be a little bit over the top. Maybe. Listen, again, people. I love how people just say, well, you hate the name Redskins, so that's why you say this. No. I'm smart. I want the team to return to Redskins. I never wanted them to go away from Redskins. It does not bother me. Doesn't mean anything. It's just a name. That's it. It's a name that I grew up with the team. That's it. But they made a decision under heavy financial pressure. And because Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen mismanaged everything, they made that decision. Not me. They made that decision. They're the ones that didn't have a good backup plan because they believed the Washington Post stupid poll of 504 people as the end-all be-all. They're the ones that did this. Not me. I'm telling you what Josh Harris, what his thinking was and is, and why he did what he did and how he did what he did, and why it makes perfect sense. If you don't want to see that, that's on you. That's your problem, not mine. Let's go to John in Oklahoma. Boy, is this going to be fun. On line 7. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris.
Hello, you know, John.
Hey, listen, you remember the old saying that Ma Bell used to have, reach out and touch someone long distance?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you got some callers that like to reach out and touch you sometimes, reach to the phone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. I think that guy was talking about, Chris, that guy a while ago was talking about you speaking for Josh Harris. You say the name will never go back with like 1,000 more times conviction than you do. Oh, I'd rather it stayed the same. You know, it gets to people, Chris. I think that's a lot of it. You don't emphasize near as much about you wishing it would never change or it could change back or whatever. But you sure press it home the reasons that don't. The bottom line is this. If the 504 people you said did the poll or whatever, you want to talk about that, but you don't want to talk about the fact that 8 out of 10 Native Americans voted to keep the name. 34 tribes in Oklahoma, that's how many we have, all of them voted. Nobody ever wants to say anything about that.
Yeah,
that's
because they're not
tribes.
Important. They're not important to the mix. Everybody loses sight of what is important. What is important is corporate dollars, sponsorship, the NFL, and media criticism and spotlight. That's what is important.
Chris? Okay, Chris, right. Bottom line, 30th in ticket, 30th in merchandising sales, 29th in ticket sales, and 35% of them have been bought by corporations. But when it ain't improved anything, Chris, so far. Plus, the president, like the guy said, and Roger Cadell going up against the president, come on, man. The bottom line, there will not be no shovels in the ground until the name's changed. The president said that, period. You buy all the gold.
Well, that's fine. The president says a lot of things, and I noted that immediately yesterday. Yeah. Everybody that thinks this is a done deal is crazy. But that doesn't mean Josh is willingly going back to the Redskins.
Well, I told you, step by step, once he secures the land, now he's got the president saying, I can't have the land until, you know, we change his name.
Okay.
Step by step. And the bottom line, corporate America, listen, the bottom line is they're losing money. They're not making any money, Chris.
Trust me, they ain't losing money.
They're not selling any merchandise. They're not selling any tickets.
They sold plenty of merchandising last year. I think Jaden Daniels was
Well, they're 30th, Chris. They're 30th out of 32 teams.
That was one ranking, and that was based off of a couple of year sample, wasn't it?
That's Reddit.
Oh, we should believe Reddit.
Only one deal sold. Well, I mean, you can look up the rest of them. They're 30th, 29th, and other. And bottom line, here's what I look at.
Quote, I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. So we're going with that. Now, in this building, the name Commanders means something. It's about players who love football, who are great at football, hit hard, mentally tough, great teammates. It's really meaningful that this name is growing in meaning. That's what I care about.
It's growing in meaning to what? To what? The crowd today is buying a ticket. Tomorrow they're worrying about piercing their butt cheeks. That's what the crowd is drawing to, Chris. Come on, man. You know as well as I do.
Thanks, Johnny. As always,
you gonna bank on that?
As always, I appreciate you. I got a show. You guys are something. I knew what this would evolve into. Stupid old me for expecting to have an intelligent conversation about why Josh Harris chose to do what he did, which was forecasted on this show 2 years ago, and everyone scoffed. And it's exactly what he did. Exactly what he did. Somehow, I'm some covert agent for Josh Harris and Harris Blitzer Sports. I guess I am. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. More of your calls. More of your reaction. Next. Or we could talk about Nick Allegretti at right guard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We're working double time. Keep in mind that we really wanted this approved in July, so we really feel like we have 2 months to make up for. So getting the right consultant teams on board for the planning, we have to take the commercial through zoning. So all of these things have to happen thoughtfully but quickly while keeping the community engaged.
All right, that's Mayor Muriel Bowser with the Junkies this morning here on the Team 980. You can listen to the whole interview in the podcast section for the Junks, and you can do that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, and everywhere in between, wherever you get your podcasts. Look, I might be guilty of a lot of things. You know, some of you want me to talk about, why Frankie Louvu has had a poor start to the season. Okay. He has. Okay. That's the end of that conversation. They need more. Okay. That's the end of that conversation. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Some of you get mad no matter what I talk about. You know, yesterday we got yelled at in the first 5 minutes of the show for not wanting to talk about Jaden Daniels' knee for 3 hours. Okay. So, again, this might not make sense to you. This was not a walk and chew gum at the same time issue. Some people said, well, they could pursue a stadium deal and pursue changing the name back to Redskins at the same time. No, they couldn't. Because one was realistic and one was completely unrealistic. And that's it. That's as logical as I can make it. You don't have to like that. That's the truth. One was controllable. One was realistic. One was not. And one was completely uncontrollable. I can't boil it down any more simple than that. All right, back to the calls. Let's go to, oh my gosh, Lap is with us. Been on hold for a long time. What's up, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
Hello, Lap.
Man, they I knew they was going to use this time with this stadium, man, to talk about that name change. Man, forget the daggone name. It's so backwards that you would like the name, but dealt with Daniel Snyder all them years. It's so backwards, man. I told you I never liked the name. I'm just a fan of the team. I was born and raised in D.C. My grandfather, father, everybody, mostly my family is, you know what I'm saying, Commanders fans, mm-hmm. Of course, was Skins fans before. But, yeah, I mean, come on, y'all. Like, this is a win-win for us, bro. We got a new owner, you know what I'm saying, check, and we got the stadium deal, check. So
yes.
Forget the daggone name.
And you're back home.
Like,
and you're back home.
Yes.
It's not just a new stadium. Yeah, it's not a it's not a new stadium in Dumfries, Virginia. And I know it's Dumfries. Yeah. I was just, you know. It's not a new stadium there. It's a stadium in Washington, D.C. And I should point out I brought this up. I brought this up because ultimately I was looking for, you know, something along the lines that I knew would be polarizing, right, to talk about with the new stadium deal. Yeah. And I thought to myself, well, wait a second. 2 years ago, I was telling everybody that Josh Harris was going to choose this over that. And he absolutely chose this over that. And correctly, you and I, you and I are on the same page when it comes to this. I mean, well, actually, you didn't like the name Redskins? I had no problem with the
name. I never liked it growing up.
Okay.
I thought our colors and schemes was depressing. I really like how they jazzed up the jerseys a little. Because, you know, when, like, Seattle and these different teams was, like, changing their colors around and we just still had the same boring colors, they didn't jazz it up. And, you know, Florida State got the same colors, but their jerseys look tight. So it's like, I know you probably don't really care about jerseys and stuff, but when you play sports, bro, you like that stuff matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like we coming out here like looking like trash, and we playing like trash too. So it make it even worse. And Sabah, like I love her, man, but how do you pay a season ticket holder with Daniel Snyder, the worst owner ever, just trashed out fans and everything? You know, suing people. We were a bad franchise. You gave them all that money for years, and you're mad about the name change? And we're getting it back to RFK, and we got a new ownership. That's what be, and a quarterback. We finally got a quarterback. Hopefully the guy, he stays healthy for the next 10-plus years. But that's something to be excited about. But you should be trying to get your money back. You need to be suing Daniel Snyder because this is crazy. AA, too, man. I love AA, but, man, come on, man. And that other caller y'all had on the air, too, that argued back and forth about the sales and this. Like, come on, bro. We coming back to RFK, man. Let's just get with the move. Let's get with the wave. And hopefully we get these youngins to buy into it, too, man. So that's my take on it, man. But this is crazy.
Gotcha.
This is crazy.
Thank you, Lap. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Why don't we do a quick trending alert, and then we'll come right back and knock out all your calls, and we'll just, we'll go quicker, and we'll let everybody get aboard. Just hang in there. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue along on a Thursday afternoon. Yes, indeed, the Commanders, we hope, are coming back to RFK Stadium. All right, tonight, in the final year of Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York, the Buffalo Bills at 2-0 host the Miami Dolphins at 0-2. And Mike McDaniel, Fish are struggling to not only score, but also to stop anybody. The Bills, no such problems last Sunday in a blowout win against the Jets. 8:15, the kickoff. Westwood One has your coverage over on the Fan and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, in the WNBA playoffs, Indiana and Atlanta go at it, 1-1 in that series, 7:30 tip. Seattle and Las Vegas also 1-1 in that series, 9:30 the tip there. And from baseball, the Nationals with the day off, and boy, did they need it after a four-game sweep at the hands of the Braves. They're in New York tomorrow night. The Mets right now trouncing the Padres 5-1 in the top of the fifth. Cleveland-Detroit 1-1 in the fifth as well. Also in the fifth, Tampa Bay leading Toronto 3-0. The Athletics have a 4-2 lead over the Red Sox in the third inning. And Seattle leads Kansas City 1-0 in the second. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, my guy Ross Rutter tweeted in earlier. It was a three-part tweet. I didn't see the final two parts, so I just put it up on Twitter. But it's an interesting perspective, so I want to share it on the radio as well. He said, Ross did, the name Redskins has been tainted by Dan Snyder. I don't want it back. I have great memories of the Redskins. That chapter is closed. If it stays the Commanders or changes to something down the road, I would look at it as a new chapter. I would like the name to be changed, but it's not a deal breaker. I don't want Dan Snyder associated with anything that has to do with the Washington franchise. Interesting. And as I pointed out to Ross, a lot of people, they say that's the reason why they hate Commanders, is because that was like the last parting shot, the last vestige, if you will, of Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder did not change that. I mean, did not choose that name unilaterally. And that's, by the way, not the name he wanted. He wanted Warriors, but they couldn't go to Warriors. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's see here. Jason is in Laurel on line four. What's up, Jason? How are you, pal?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? You just stole my thunder, because that's why, if they were going to move on from Commanders, I don't want anything to do with Snyder. But it's funny that you just said that, because that was one of the things I'm going to say. But I want to say something. Let me self-identify. I'm a Skins fan. I still call them Skins, although occasionally on your radio show, I've called them Commanders, mm-hmm. and it's happening more and more. I love the Redskins. I wish they were the Redskins, but I've understood that that's not coming back, and I don't know why this is still a thing. And by the way, if there's an agent on this radio station that is in secret working for Josh Harris, it is not you, my friend. It is not you. And by the way, that one that it is, he says it's not coming back either.
Yeah.
Just for everybody that's listening.
Yeah. Well, I would say, you know, today is my fault. I brought this up. You know, I brought this up because I thought back to what I said 2 years ago, which was, hey, man, Josh Harris is going to choose the stadium and bringing it home to D.C. over Redskins. And, oh, by the way, that's what he should do. That's what he should do. One was realistic, one was not. And one was controllable, one was not. And that's what he did. And I just wanted to shine the light on that. But, of course, you know how this devolves. It becomes a battle of, you know, not he said, she said, but, you know, and I'm like you, like, listen, Lapp just called, said, I don't want the name Redskins. I hate the name Redskins, whatever. Everybody can feel a certain way, right? I understand if some people are offended by it. I understand if some people are uncomfortable by it. I understand if some people don't want their football team or the team that lives in their city or represents their city to be named by what is considered now a racially derogatory term. I got it all. I get everybody's perspective. I, you would love if the name goes back to Redskins, but you realize that it's not. Same thing for me.
It's not going to happen.
Right. But there's a difference that we can get over that, and some people can't.
Yeah. I do see a window, a small window for them being called something other than the Commanders, but I don't think that it's going to be Redskins. Now, I'd love to be wrong about this. You know, in 5 years, when that new stadium opens, if there's the Chief and the Redskins, then I'd be ecstatic. But I don't think that's likely to happen. And I think that bare minimum possibility of it is why some of this stuff is still going on. When they start building the new stadium, and the second that you see a W somewhere in that stadium, it's over. But I'd like them to change from Commanders, just because I don't like it associated with Snyder. But, hey, I've called them the Commanders on your radio show.
Yep.
And by the way, I don't care what you call, You could call them the purple dancing bunnies. As long as Jayden Daniels scoring touchdowns, I don't care what they're called.
And that's the way I've looked at it, bigger picture, right? Again, I don't love Commanders. Who does, right? I don't think anybody does. But Commanders is fine with me. It's not the end of the world. I don't associate it with Dan Snyder. You do. Fine. Everybody's different in a little bit of a way. The point of the matter is none of it really matters, right? It's just a brand, just an identity, just a logo, just a thing, okay? What's a good example? If they started calling French fries French frites tomorrow, it wouldn't bother me. It's the same damn thing. I'd still eat them.
After 9/11 at the Pentagon cafeteria, they were calling them freedom fries.
Oh,
I love that.
There you go. There you go. But you get the point. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you as always, brother.
Take care, brother.
Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. All right, let's get to, let's see here. Mark and Largo Show. The Mark and Largo Show continues forever and ever. What's up, Mark?
There we go again. Yeah. I should have an interesting music when I come up, but let's see, which music should I play? Play Triple H's, when I come up, the original Triple H song, Him and China, Our Time. That's the one I want, because that brings us, my generation, you're going to bring me in.
Our Time? I don't remember that one.
He came with China. It was before the one, It's the Game. It's the one he had with China when it was DX in the late 90s, early 2000s.
All right,
that one.
Hey, Matt, can you look that up and see if you can find that? Because I don't remember that.
Are we going to play this every time Mark comes? Is that what we're going to do?
I mean,
the Mark and Largo Show is asking for walk up music.
No.
Yeah, walk up music.
No, it's not happening, Mark.
Mac's like, no, get lost.
Do it. I got it. That's cool. But anyway, look. As far as the name change, Chris, you know how I feel about this. I just care about them winning. I'm not as attached to the name as a lot of other people are. I don't think it really matters. I think the most important thing is they're coming back to D.C. We'll have all four sports teams in D.C. But here's the bigger question, Chris, that I think maybe you should start talking about this now. Now that we got that out of the way, what are we going to do about Commanders Park? Is it going to stay in Virginia, or are they going to move over to Maryland, or are they going to bring it closer into D.C.? See, that's the question we need to start asking. It's one thing to get the stadium. Now what are we going to do about Commanders Park?
I mean, it's a question that I've tackled several times and I've asked to officials. And for now, it's staying in Ashburn. For now.
Because they don't have,
on the RFK footprint, to do what they want to do and what they're planning on doing and how they sailed this through, they don't have the room to build a daily football facility with all the fields and all the bells and whistles that they need. They don't have that room. So they're going to have to either keep it in Ashburn, or here's one thing that I thought of that I've mentioned a couple of times.
Northwest Field.
Well, that's what I thought of. Now, they say they're going to knock that stadium down, pay for it, not leave that land destitute. Well, that would be one way to not leave that land destitute, is to build a new daily practice facility and entertainment, shopping, village, restaurants, so on and so forth. The problem is that would completely take them out of Virginia, which my understanding is that they would like not to do. They don't want to completely turn their back on Virginia.
Well, let me ask you this. Here's another thought, too. You could do that. You do know in 2 months they're closing down Six Flags over here on Central Avenue forever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what Westmore is going to do over there, but that is a spot that they could turn that into a facility. I don't know what they're going to do with that area over there. They could do that. Look, if you're going to keep it in Ashburn, I think it's ridiculous. But go right ahead and do it. Personally, I would like to see everybody I think it would be good if everybody is in a community where they're more, where everybody can see where they are. And I'm not saying they don't do that in Virginia. It's just a lot of people they don't see their fans like that. All the fans, everybody who even plays in here, the Nats, the Caps, the Commanders, I mean the Wizards, most of them live in Virginia. And I get it. That's fine. Everybody money is in Virginia. It would be nice. It would be nice if some people were to live in the Maryland area where people could identify them more. Now, I get it. You have the Ravens in Maryland. I understand that. But being that we're going to have a stadium here and Maryland can go right back to Baltimore, everybody is back to normal now. We don't have to live under the umbrella of the Ravens. So us being back to normal, it wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, if you want to keep it in Ashburn, that's fine. I mean, I guess that's, they've been doing it for this long, might as well keep doing it. What would you do, Chris?
Eventually, they're going to have to build a new headquarters, but they put a lot of money into this one. So I think they're staying here I think they're staying in Ashburn for at least the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And once the stadium is built up and open and operational, then we can figure out the next plan. But for now, they figured out this plan. Appreciate you. Thank you, Mark and Largo.
Right,
Ship. Let you run on that. Let's get to Joe in Arlington next. He thinks I'm crazy. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I know you like to control the fan base, but...
That I like to control the fan base?
You like to troll the fan base.
Oh, troll the fan base, yes. That is what I wake up every morning saying. Today, I'm going to troll the fan base. Correct.
And I believe that. My objection to your thinking is that the location of the stadium in any way makes up for the loss of the Redskins' name and legacy. Because those of us who have become disassociated with the team due to that loss of name and legacy, we couldn't give a rat's behind where the stadium's built. I mean, the idea that because they're using land where RFK was located somehow makes up for the loss of the name and legacy. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't watch the game. I was a season ticket holder for decades. I don't pay attention. I don't watch the games anymore. It's not my team.
Yeah.
And the
Joe, I know you. You love the Caps and you support them and you hate everything associated with the Commanders and the football team just because simply they changed the name from Redskins. I know your deal. I know who you are.
I would just say I don't care. I mean, I just have become disassociated with it.
Okay.
But you don't
care about RFK and that, okay? There's a lot of people that do. It's part and parcel with the package, right? They grew up on Redskins and RFK. One is easy to solve, or was pretty easy to solve, all things considered. One is not. One is realistic. One wasn't. That's the point.
I mean, my objection is that you're somehow equating the two, and I don't agree with that at all.
Of course I am equating the two because they're connected.
I don't think one makes up for the other at all. I really don't think Harris thinks that either.
Okay.
But,
well,
I will again reiterate because you and a lot of your other radio guys are fawning over this clown so much. I will reiterate that I think he's been totally sleazy on the branding issues, Snyder-like, in fact, and he's never really addressed the fan base on the branding issues. In fact, I think he's threw out some comments to a reporter once, and he let it fester for a long time, and who knows where it's going. But I just want to reiterate, I think he's a guy of low character because of that.
Okay. All right, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. I've heard Joe a million times. We don't have to keep litigating it. I mean, some people feel one way or the other dug in on, listen, again, I don't expect you all to like what I think and what I know. I don't expect you to all agree with that or to even understand it. But it's just it's the truth. It's the reality. It may not be what you want to hear, but it's reality. And I have the ability in the forum to speak the reality on the Team 980 and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. A bit of breaking news, non-NFL division. Alex Ovechkin, Caps opening up training camp today. Alex Ovechkin, according to, where is it here? Sammy Silber, I just saw this in my email. So Alex Ovechkin has a injury, lower body. It is considered, quote, nothing significant, end quote. He did not take the ice today with his group, but is expected to be okay, according to Spencer Carberry. Said his, again, lower body injury is, quote, nothing significant. And it was mainly precautionary. He is labeled as day-to-day. Of course, entering what is thought to be his final year at age 40, he is expected to meet with reporters in about 20 minutes, so we will bring you any more that we see. So there you have that. All right, let's squeeze in Glenn in Knoxville, Maryland here real quick before the top of the hour because we have a guest at 3, just after 3, and then we'll get back to the calls on the other side. What's up, Glenn? How are you?
I'm doing good. Great show as always, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
I know you're beat yourself up a little bit about even taking this on, I guess, but... Anyways, I was saying, you know, as an old football fan of D.C., I'm so happy we're going back. And not that I, you know, I do miss the Redskins, but we have the Commanders now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would like them to do would be go with, you know, there was a great Native American chief, John Two Guns Whitecalf, that was on the side of the helmet, and I'd like to see him at least put it on one side of the helmet with maybe the W on the other side. I don't know. But, you know, when they got rid of the name, they also got rid of that great American Native American chief.
Yeah, they decided, obviously, to go away from the name and the logo. And even though they have made this deal with Blackie Wetzel's family and whatever to honor the name, they're not, my understanding right now, putting it back on anytime soon on the helmet or on the field as the official team logo. Now, I think, me personally, that would be more likely than going back to the term name Redskins. But I don't think either is going to happen. Unless, again, somehow, some way, the president is serious and he forces their hand, because that's the only way things sometimes happen that you desperately want to avoid, and that is...
I would still love him to be able to honor the Native Americans somehow,
yeah.
And I think that'd be a great way to do it with the old chief on there.
Okay, so. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. Let's do this. Let's not try and use certain terms because, I mean, we dumped it, right?
Yeah.
AMAC? Yeah. I'm just not even going to, like, really address it. Some of the people on hold might have heard it. But, you know, let's keep rhetoric.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.